In April 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt introduced legislation to create the Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC. At a time when the United States suffered from a 23% unemployment rate, the CCC was designed to help pull the nation out of the Great Depression by giving young men jobs working on infrastructure projects. In July of 1933, a CCC company was organized on Pettigean Mountain near Morrilton, Arkansas. Between 1933 and 1941, the CCC company built the infrastructure of Arkansas's first state park, Pettigean State Park. Most of the CCC men that served at Pettigean were World War I veterans, aged 35 to 45.
The company of veterans that were assigned to Pettigean were assigned here on purpose because they were all experts in a particular trade. By the time they got to that age, there were stonemasons. I mean, people knew what they were doing. And literally, the interviews from some of those CCC men said, quote, there was somebody who knew how to do literally everything. And this work experience was necessary up here because of the extremely rough terrain they were going to have to work in.
That's Rachel Silva with the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program. On July 16th, as part of the program's Walks Through History tours, Silva led a tour of some of the CCC-built structures in Pettigean State Park.
They built so many things that we still use today, including roads, the trails, bridges, dams. They built the lakes. They did the pavilions, lodges, cabins. They built all kinds of things up here at Pettigean.
CCC construction can be seen all around the park, but there is very little of the original CCC camp remaining. Silva explains that the camp itself was meant to be temporary. One of the few remnants of the camp is a stone chimney that was attached to the recreation hall.
The chimney behind me, known as the CCC Field Chimney, provided an indoor and an outdoor fireplace for the company's recreation hall. Where these stones are here, you can see the kind of the remains of some of the building foundation. And so there was an interior fireplace, which is what you're looking at on this side. And on the other side of the chimney was the exterior fireplace where you could come up from the outside and warm yourself.
There are three National Historic Districts within the state park. One of those is the Lake Bailey-Lake Roosevelt Historic District. In 1934 and 1935, the CCC built a rock dam forming the smaller of the two lakes, Lake Roosevelt. The lake was named for President Roosevelt and was originally used for swimming and fishing. Spanning Cedar Creek just below the dam is the Davies Bridge. The CCC began work on the native stone arched bridge in 1933 and completed it in 1934. Originally known as the Cedar Creek Bridge, the Davies Bridge was named after its designer, Lad Davies, the son of Park Superintendent Samuel Davies. Rachel Silva describes the construction of the Davies Bridge.
They would have cleared out the creek bed, built that arch out of heavy timber, looked like a railroad trestle, and then they had a stonemason here in the camp that cut all of these rocks from just taking the rocks out from around the area, cut them up to that size, and they built the arch of stone above that wood trestle. And then as soon as they got the keystone in place, which is the middle stone in the arch, they were able to take that wooden trestle out. They backfilled it with dirt and sand and then paved over it. And so it's still in use today.
Overlooking Lake Roosevelt are two CCC-built stone pavilions. On up Cedar Creek is the Lake Bailey Dam, built around 1937. The lake was named for then-Governor Carl Bailey, one of the first state park commissioners. Again, Rachel Silva.
It was built to always leach a little bit of water out of the dam like it is right now, and that would come down to fill the swimming hole here, where the water is here, and then also to leach down again, where it's draining down just barely right now, into this swimming hole down here. It's a lot shallower. And these were built specifically to serve as children's swimming areas, for these two little swimming holes right below the dam.
It wasn't all work for the Pettigean CCC Company. While building trails and roads in the Seven Hollows region, one of Pettigean's most remote areas, the CCC men ran across some local moonshiners. Some of the men began using their monthly allotment of $5 to buy moonshine whiskey. The CCC men eventually created a demand for moonshine, and moonshiners began showing up around the camp. That's just one of many stories surrounding the Pettigean CCC Company. Rachel Silva tells the story of Marion Bryan, a local mountain resident who had a government contract to dispose of the CCC camp's garbage.
He would go to the mess hall every day, get the garbage, and haul it off. Well, one of the foremen in the camp started taking notice one day of how meticulously that Marion Bryan would sort through all of this garbage. The foreman thought it was really strange, and so one day he followed him at a distance to where he couldn't see him. And he said that he would stop along the road as he left the mountain. He would stop at every house that had a tin lard bucket hanging on a nail below the mailbox. and he would put some of that quote-unquote garbage, the extra food, he'd fill up that lard bucket full of food and keep on going. They'd eat that because they were so bad off during the Depression. And so that foreman was really moved by his kind gesture and went back and told the man that was in charge of the kitchen about this. And so he, nothing was said to anybody, but he ordered extra rations for the men at the camp, even though they weren't going to eat them here. And he got brand new garbage cans. And there were people out there every day from then on to help him sort through the, quote, garbage. And there were also people, CCC men, to help him load up that wagon every day, too.
The Walk Through History program's next tour will be the Walnut Ridge Commercial Historic District on August 13th. For more information on this and other future tours, visit ArkansasPreservation.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.